Paul and Ada have experienced, and it's very distressing to them, and it's perhaps a subject that I should have addressed more in the past. I have in the past, but it was really before you all came to be members of this church, Paul and Ada. It's about the influence in the world of evil, and I've traveled an awful lot. I've been in a lot of foreign countries. I've been in a lot of Oriental countries, and I've been in a lot of very old countries. They have a lot of religions that on the surface seem pretty nice, but inwardly they're full of dead men's bones and they're satanically driven. Now, a lot of people, I guess over the years, have gotten the idea that if Satan's in something, it's like the Church of Satan. And his minister dresses up all in black, and they do incantations and call upon their master Satan and have dances and sacrifice. But the real world of evil that is propagated by Satan is stamped by his personality. He is a very intelligent being, and he is an angel of light. The Bible indicates that. And his ministers are angels of light. What Paul and Ada are dealing with is a group called Wicca, and their grandson is involved in it. And when I was in foreign countries and when I was in the agency in Washington, I ran into a multiplicity of religions throughout the agency itself. And there is a growing group that's been growing for some time in this country that has to do with the worship of Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is looked upon as a goddess. And actually, it came from a very ancient Celtic cult. But I suspect it came into existence long before that. The Celtic name for witch is Wicca, W-I-C-C-A. If it's a female witch, it's a Wicca. If it's a male, it's Wicca. I get the two mixed up sometimes. But it's an old Anglo-Saxon word. And it's a way to dress up what amounts to witchcraft. Now, these cults that are going around, and they swear they're not cults, they say their religion is more ancient than Christianity. They are absolutely right. Their religion is much more ancient than Christianity. It actually goes all the way back into the Dark Ages. It goes past the Dark Ages. It goes way before the flood. And what it amounts to is a worship of the creation itself, of the trees, of the earth, of the sun, of the moon, of the stars. It amounts to a worship of creation itself rather than the Creator. There are many different varieties of it. Wicca is just one of them. And like most cults, it is built in the framework that they have this secret knowledge. They have this secret wisdom that's given to them by Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is the goddess. And the male gender of it, he's kind of vague, but there is a sort of a hunter god. And there's the female god, which stems with Mother Earth. They think God is in everything. They think God is in trees, he's in rivers, he's in streams, he's in cats, he's in dogs, he's in cattle. He's in everything. Everything. Now, if you want to know what has come out of this religion, and they vehemently deny it, are all of these people that are environmentalist protectionists. Now, I believe in protecting the environment because man is greedy. And I believe you ought to protect the environment. But they go overboard. And the main reason they don't want it destroyed is because they see life in it. And they don't want anything destroyed that has life. Some of the ancient Hebrew, Hindu religions that won't let you have any animal. They believe it's sacrilegious to kill it. They believe if you cut down a tree in some cultures that you're hurting Mother Earth. And they cover it up with a real fine veneer of what to many people seems great. Now, this may sound strange, but and don't think I'm anti-environmentalistic. I had to take a course called Environmental Geology to become what I am today. And I believe in protecting the environment, but they go beyond the wildest imagination. And they would rather protect a beetle and let the whole countryside flood and many people be driven out of their homes when these beetles are in dikes, and they don't want to kill the beetles, and yet the beetles are eating away the dikes. They're fanatics. You'll see them in huge mass rallies that gather in Washington. You'll see them in huge mass rallies that are environmental protectionists. And they would rather see humans suffer tremendous grief and great loss than to see some form of Earth's production, something Earth creates, violated or destroyed. So these are the things about Wicca that I'd like to talk a little bit about, and then I'll show you some scripture, because it's a very old belief. What is Wicca? Now, I realize you can't see that from all the way back there. It is being in the presence of Mother Earth's nature and being humble in reverence. When we are in the temple of the Lord and Lady, talking about creation. Now, I'm just going to read some of the excerpts. Now, this was written by them. It's not written by critics. Wicca is a belief system and way of life based on the reconstruction of pre-Christian traditions originating in Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. It's the old Anglo-Saxon worship of creation. But they weren't the first to do it. The first to do it were back before the flood. With recent archaeological discoveries, we now have bases to believe that the origins of our belief system can be traced even further back to the Paleolithic peoples who worshipped a hunter god and a fertility goddess. And this is what they worship. Witchcraft in ancient times was known as the craft of the wise. They think they have secret wisdom, and they think that those of us who are meeting here tonight are a bunch of redneck numbskulls who don't have any spirituality at all. Because those who followed the path were healers. They were in tune with the forces of nature and a knowledge of herbs and medicines. Now, I've got some videos, a whole series of them. And this week, if I get time, I'll run off some of those and bring them out over here, and you take them home, look at them, and do whatever you want with them. But I think it's interesting to look at some of this. And the title of this series of videos is very well done. It's called The Pagan Invasion. That's what we're talking about here. Pagan worship. Pagan worship developed before the flood. It was a worship of what God created, everything he created, rather than the creator himself who made it. It's had many names. Pantheism is one name for it, where you worship everything in the creation. We also revere the spirits of the elements of earth, air, fire, and water, which combine to manifest all creation. From these four elements, we obtain insight to the rhythms of nature and understand they are the rhythms of our own lives. You see, Satan is the god of this world, and Satan was the one who was placed over it, and he is still the god of this world, and he still has a spiritual army and armada that is continually trying to lead people into false religion. We do not look at our path as the only way to obtain spirituality, but as one path among many to the same end. Very similar to what you hear many religious people say, we're all working to get to the same place, and the key word is working. I'm not working to get anywhere. Jesus did all the work. I'm proceeding toward a final path that Jesus bought and paid for with his own blood. We believe that anyone who is meant for this path will find it through their own search, as the goddess speaks to each of us in her time and way. They think that this goddess, they turn within themselves. They develop their own ideas of right and wrong. And then they believe that this thinking that they have of their definition of right and wrong was given to them by this goddess, the spirit of the earth. We do not worship Satan or consort with demons. They just think they don't. Satan is a Christian creation, and they can keep him. They don't believe there's such a thing as Satan. Can you think of a better way to mislead people than to lead them to think you don't exist? We do not need a paranoid creation of supreme evil and eternal damnation to scare us into doing the right thing and helping others. They think within themselves they have an intrinsic goodness. We do not have an intrinsic goodness within us. That's salvation by works. We choose to do the right thing and love our brothers and sisters because it is the right thing and it feels good to do it. They feel good when they do something. I remember before I was ever saved, when I would go down to the meat market, and Mom had given me 25 cents. It cost 10 cents to go to the movie. And I had 15 cents left over if I wanted to buy popcorn or a candy bar. But as I would go down the alley on the way, there would be this poor dog, skin and bones. I would go in the meat market and buy 15 cents worth of bologna and feed that dog. Naturally, I missed the popcorn, but I felt really good about what I had done. Now, that's a good feeling. And you can muster up all kind of good feelings, but unless they're wrought in Christ, you cannot substitute that for religion. You cannot substitute that for salvation. Witchcraft, now this is what they wrote. This is their own definition of themselves. Witchcraft is a spiritual system that fosters the free thought and will of the individual, encourages learning and an understanding of the earth and nature, thereby affirming the divinity in all living things. We acknowledge the cycles of nature, the lunar phases, and the seasons to celebrate our spirituality and to worship the divine. You know what their biggest season of the year is? Halloween. Halloween is their biggest season of the year. The spells that we do involve healing, love, harmony, wisdom, and creativity. Wiccans, witches, believe that the spirit of the one, goddess and God, exist in all things. Wiccans learn from and revere the gift of nature from divine creation by celebrating the cycles of the sun, moon, and season. Our teachers are the trees, rivers, lakes, meadows, mountains, and animals, as well as others who have walked this path before. It's a man-made religion based on the teachings of men, and it is a worship of the creation rather than the creator. It is when we follow the path with the love of the goddess in our hearts and adhere to the basic tenet of the reed that our works are beneficial and we achieve harmony and balance with all things. The heart of Wicca is not something summed up in a few short words and can often take on different meaning to each, since the Lord and the Lady touch us in different ways. In all ancient cultures, all of them, there was always a male god and a female god. And the female god was usually called the Lady of Heaven, and the male was called the God of Heaven. Mother Earth is the goddess, and the creator, known as the hunter god, plays a subservient role to her. Now, it's interesting because once the people get into this, you can show them this. You can take the Bible and say, look, it says so right here. Doesn't mean a thing to them. Absolutely nothing. Why? They don't believe the Bible's inspired. They don't believe it came from God. They don't believe what it said. You say, well, how do you get them out of it? You can't. So what do? You pray. You pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. God's the only one can get them out of it. You can go to them with the Bible. You can show them the Bible. There are two things I think God expects you to do. Show kindness, mercy toward them. Not be harsh and irritable with them. And pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray for them. I'm just telling you the only thing you can do in this case, is to pray that God will somehow, by his mercy and grace, pull them out of it. Not that God isn't already trying, but there's something about offering prayers to God that there's some parts of it I just don't understand. But I know it's beneficial, and in the case of people who go into this, that's about the only thing can help them. Now, Paul and Ada can tell you about a young lady that had a young woman who was a missionary Baptist that got involved in something similar to this, and she got involved in it. It's not the exact thing, but it's very similar. And the only way she ever came out of it is God began to cause her to have all kind of horrifying nightmares, and finally by God she was pulled out of it. So not only do I recommend that because the Bible teaches it, that's the basic reason, but it's the only thing that works. So that's my advice if you have anybody that's involved in this. Now, it's a very ancient religion. And Paul wrote about it in Romans 1:16 through 25. And he's talking about before the flood. Now, when God made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they sinned. And he promised a seed would one day come and deliver them. The whole promise was in that seed. Well, man began to spread across the earth. And as he spread across the earth, this account was passed by word of mouth, by word of mouth, by word of mouth, by word of mouth, by word of mouth. Men are very corrupt. And so it got corrupted. And pretty soon it came to the point it was so corrupted that God couldn't wink at it. I think that God saved a lot of people in those days that we wouldn't think today could be saved. But today, there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Today, it's strictly based on your faith in Christ. And now that he's come, we have a better testament because it's understandable, because God's Son has come and spoken to us directly. So now we have the truth, all the truth, and it's uncorrupted because we have the completed word of God. But I think God put up with an awful lot before the flood. But there were some people where it got so corrupted, and because of the lust in their own hearts, they turned completely away from faith in the promise of God and turned inwardly in themselves. And they became their own gods in that they worshiped the creation of which they were a part, which is nothing but worshiping yourself. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, in the good news of the seed, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The word just means justified. A person that's justified by faith in believing God's promise lives a life by faith. If he isn't justified by his faith in God's promise, he can't live a life by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Now, he's referring primarily to the generations before the flood of Noah, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now let's see what it means to hold the truth in unrighteousness. Of course, Paul's about to tell you, and it is referring to the generation before the flood. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. Now make no mistake, even after the flood, this thing generated up again. And the descendants of Ham, Shem, and Japheth, Noah's sons, pretty soon they've gone back to the same thing that I'm going to show you here before the flood. So it occurred after the flood also, even after only 8 people came through it. And eventually, it reached its height, its original basic tenets of teaching in the Anglo-Saxon age. And that's why Wicca is an Anglo-Saxon word. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Now, he's going to make a point here about seeing God in the creation. He's not talking about seeing the creation as God. Quite a difference. He's talking about seeing God's hand at work in the creation. He says they don't have any excuse, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it to him. Now, here's what it is. For the invisible things of him, things you can't see. You can't see God. From the creation of the world are clearly seen. So how can you see the things of God? How can you see God? Only in the things of God, the things that he created. Don't worship the things. Don't worship the creation. Worship the Creator. Being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. So God, in his creation, before the flood, with the promise of the seed that he had dispersed across the earth, after Adam and Eve left out of the Garden of Eden, man began to spread across the earth. It wasn't long until men started looking at trees and water and fire and animals. All the things that make up what God created. And as they looked inside themselves, they began to see these things as gods and goddesses. And they began to see earth itself as a god. And they began to worship the things that were created as God, rather than the God who created them. He goes on to tell them, because that, when they knew God, when they could see Him and see that there was a creator. You look at a leaf. The leaf's not a god. It has divine fashion in it. You look at the little veins that go through it. Then you cut down a tree and you look at the way it's put together. Then you look at all the things, and if you can't see that there was a divine creator who put all this together, because you see the similarity. You can look at the body of an animal. It has, all animals have similar characteristics. It wasn't because of evolution. It was because they were all made by one God. And that's the reason, not because they evolved. You can see God's hand at work in a human being, the nerve endings and what causes the hand to function, what allows the brain to cause me to be doing my hands like this now, and I'm not even much thinking about it. So there's no question there's a God. To create something as intricate as a human being, there had to be a divine creator. It wasn't something that could have just evolved by itself. But they began to worship the trees and the woods and everything that they could find, because they believed that that was God. That was the creation became God. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. This young man, who's their grandson, he wants nothing to do with the Bible. He wants nothing to do with anything that has a mention of the name of God, or of Jesus, or of the devil, or of anything that's in God's Word. He doesn't want to hear it. He has no use for it. He has mindset it. And I'm sure he's a very pleasant young man. I'm sure he's very likable. And I'm sure that he's perfectly satisfied. And when he does something that he considers good, he does feel good about it. But the only problem is, he's worshiping the God of this world and the creation of this world. And he doesn't even realize that he has turned his back completely on God. And prayer. If that young man is saved, he can be reached. And let's pray for him. I want us to, especially each one of us, to remember this young man. And to pray for him. And just pray, ask God to intervene in his heart and in his life. I don't think God would mind that at all. Ask God. Because in my very plain human inefficiency and weakness, that's the only thing I know to do. And their foolish heart was darkened. The only way that young man's going to come out is if he succumbs to God. I don't know the best way for him to come out. God does. And I don't know what God can do or will do, or if he will. But I believe it's right for us to ask God to deliver this young man. God's going to do what he wants, and whatever he wants is right. But I think it's right for us to pray for him. This young man thinks he's very wise. All of the wicked do. It's a group of people that have great respect and worship for wisdom. They worship wisdom itself. But not the spiritual wisdom of God, the wisdom of this world. They mix potions, love potions, all sorts of potions. They cast spells. Can they cast spells? Yes. Who helps them? Satan. Do they know that? Oh, no, they vehemently deny it. They have no idea that it's Satan that's using them. They have no idea that the actual things that they're performing. They can cast spells on people. And when they see this happen, they think, now we know we're right. We know that we know the truth, and we're wise. And the more that Satan misleads them, and the more that Satan works through them, and let me tell you, Satan will work through you. He can't possess a person that's saved, but he can sure influence that person. And a person that's lost, he can just take them over and make them feel like that they're worshiping the God that we worship. He's an angel of light. And the ministers, these wicked people, you think they're big, they're snarly, mean drunks, they're violent, they cuss, they yell, they scream, they kick, they're offensive? No. They're very warm, kind, loving people. You get a lot more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And they've learned that. They are spiritually destitute. Yet they think they are of God. It's a wisdom cult. And they love wisdom. But it's not the wisdom of God. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They don't want to hear the Bible. None of these cults do. When you tell them, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." Not with wisdom of words. There's your wisdom. Not with wisdom of words. Lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. They think we're fools. They think we've been deceived. They don't think there's a devil. They don't think this God we worship is God. They believe that the creation itself is God and all the things in that creation. And they have a vehement belief in it. So let's pray for this young man. But this is nothing more or less than a very ancient belief, pagan belief, that actually began long before the flood as man spread it across the earth. As man spread across the earth. But in the Anglo-Saxon times, the days of the Normans, the Vikings, in this particular period of time, it reached its zenith after the flood and was rampant across all of Europe, particularly in Norway, Sweden, Spain, Northern Germany, England, Ireland, Wales, and was very popular. And they held rituals, and they worshipped, but they worshipped the creation rather than the Creator. Will the devil grant them power to cast spells? Yes. Will the devil empower them to mix up potions that work? Yes. Why? Because when they see the devil working it, they attribute it to a great and wonderful, merciful, loving God. They cannot have faith unless they are shown physically that who they believe in is giving them power. And that is nothing more or less than worshiping the God of this world. Now here's the kicker, and here's what all these religions are about. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible men and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. They took everything that God created. Instead of seeing God's hand as creating it and realizing that one God created all this, and all this was created by Him, and that He was over all things, instead of worshiping Him, they begin to worship what He created. You say, "Well, boy, they sure are backwards." Let me tell you something. One of the biggest problems we have in our lives is worshiping the things of this world more than we love our God and more than we worship our God. Oh, we're not in a witch's cult. We're not Wicca. We know who we are. But the God of this world has an awful lot to offer. And every time that you are led by the Spirit of God to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and every time you have an opportunity to learn of Him and from Him and about Him, and to assemble together, you're following the God of this world. You can't be lost. The Lord will never abandon you. And we're not Wicca, and it's not even comparable to this. But I want to show you why God gave them up. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their bodies between themselves. And it always leads to that. You want to know about promiscuous sex? You want to know about orgies? All these sweet, gentle, loving people that do these spells and make up these herbal brews that are so wonderful and full of light on the surface. You get down into their meetings and you get down into their everyday social acclamations, and you'll discover a lot of this. Dishonor their bodies between themselves. Now here is the kicker of everything I've said. This is Wicca. And all the pagan religion, all the pagan belief before in the times of the Anglo-Saxons, and all of the pagan worship before the flood. So change the truth of God into a lie. And worshiped and served the creature. That word creature is creation. And worshiped and served the creation more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. This world has a lot to offer to the flesh. Doesn't have anything to offer to the spirit. But it's got an awful lot to offer to the flesh. And if you think that you're not occasionally led by the flesh, then the devil's got a hold on you. And he's made you think that you're doing pretty good. But every time you're given an opportunity to serve God, to worship God, to do what God wants, and you fail to follow the Spirit, you're following the same one who they follow completely and utterly. I tell you, the God of this world is very real. He's not imaginary. So Lord willing, next Wednesday night, I'll show you some things about the God of this world, about the kingdom that he has, and about what he does in it. And I'll try to show you in Scripture how he goes about doing it. He's very clever, and he has an awful lot of help. He's got more help than us. There are more of them than there are of us. Now, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot more of them in Satan's kingdom than there are in our kingdom of God. Brother Kenneth Eubanks, would you dismiss us?